Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. We thank you for joining us, and good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother. Welcome and blessings from Oklahoma City.
Amen. And Ralph, just so you know, looking at the weather forecast, it's colder in Branson than it is in Laramie, and that happens every now and then, but I have to rub it in when that happens because it's not too often. We're out here with 30 degrees. I don't know if you listen in on the prayer meeting, but places in Minnesota, 55 below. That's on the thermometer, not the wind chill. Warren in Wisconsin, 27 below zero. But we're sitting here pretty warm. We are blessed. But everyone, welcome to Hope is Alive, and I know we have a couple callers scheduled, so Brother Ralph, as soon as they call in, I'll sure let you know.
All right, do appreciate it. Thank you, Richard. And good evening, everyone. We do welcome you here to Hope is Alive, the show about testimony. And what is that testimony? Those who have had things set, they've been set free by the power of the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus, that they things that have helped them overcome. And if you have any questions regarding deliverance, you're welcome to go to deliveranceusa.com, the website set up for everything that you need. There at your disposal, free of charge. Just go to the website, and almost everything that we talk about is there available. Also, you can go to you can call the office at 307-742-7582. Get a hold of Richard, and he will send out the book to you, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox. It's a great book to have. It's a great book to have in your library, a great book to have in your arsenal. And it lays down all these steps that we talk about each week, and it's pretty simple. And we do thank you again. Pastor, glad to have you back.
Great to be aboard, and it's 31 degrees here. We're pretty blessed to be down in the south. I never heard of such low temperatures we're hearing. Unbelievable. But, we're doing good.
It is cold, but it looks like the weather's going to start popping back up. Hard to believe we're going to have almost 50-degree weather change by the time weekend comes. And that's just this part of the country. It can easily get cold. The next day it'd be warm, and then back to being cold again. That's a lot to do with that jet stream. But our prayers are for those that are up north that are definitely getting a lot worse than we are. When 20 degrees feels cold, but when you hear about minus 55, that feels pretty warm.
Yes, we're supposed to get to 70, I think, on Sunday, but that's kind of Oklahoma. We'll have the cold front. Yeah.
60s for us. Doesn't make any sense, but that's the way the Lord has it. And today is the day the Lord has made, and I rejoice in it. Pastor, I know you had at least one deliverance today because you sent me some information on it. Do you feel like talking about that, or want to talk about what happened this Monday?
Well, we had 18 cases this Monday at Deliverance Ministries here in Oklahoma City at the church we rent. We had a minister for each. It was a great evening. It seemed to go very smooth. I ministered to a man that drove down from Nebraska. And then I had one scheduled yesterday, but he canceled, and they're going to reschedule. Got one tomorrow. But, the one today went 4 hours. And the guy had been into Wicca and his family, even. So that was not a good start. And it went from there, and all kinds of doors were open, of course, in witchcraft. And it just it took quite a while to work through it all. But as I often say, by the time we finish 4 hours, they've got to be better. I wasn't able to get the head demon up. That only seems to be in about 1 out of 3, which I love to do because I can really find out what's anything that's missed, any doors that we've not gotten closed, and so on. So I just had to work the list. I did the breaking of ungodly soul ties, the inner healing, and then working the list. And he did have a leg. His right leg was over an inch short. That was pretty cool. And came out, not real fast, but it just slowly came out and equaled the other. One arm was a little short, not much, right over his brain stem and all. And he had pain leaving his back. He seemed surprised about. That's always fun. All this that I'm talking about, every Christian can do. Not a special gift. It's normal Christianity. And we can minister to these hurting people. And very few Christians ever get this type of ministry, and they live their lives coping with those generational spirits, et cetera, never getting them cast out. It's a small, very small percentage of the Christian body that gets through deliverance. But they go to heaven, but they just never live life abundant that they could have.
It is a shame. I know that in my walk early in my life, that I often thought, well, this was my cross to bear. And that's not always the case. I mean, most times it's there. These things come to us by assignment. They come there because the devil is a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And who is that people that he's trying to devour? Christians. We are the head targets. And that we are given that power. We are given that authority. Of course, Luke 10:19. We talk about that almost every Wednesday. If we haven't mentioned it several times every Wednesday, I would be surprised. And I mention it a lot in my daily walk and daily life. Like to use that scripture to let people know that we do have that power and authority, and we don't have to sit back and take it. We can come against it with the bigger guns. We have the greater power. We have the bigger muscles, the bigger spiritual muscles. And it is really a shame that so many of the Christian world think that it's just the way it's supposed to be, and they don't find this life abundantly.
And they figure their problems are flesh and blood, just like Paul in warning the church at Ephesus that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but these spirits. And that needs to be said to many churches today. It's not being said, apparently.
No, it's not. It's unfortunate. And, of course, our fleshly nature can't open those doors that can make things worse. And that is a sin that has to be repented of. But once it's repented of, a lot of times those doors, even they've been repented of, those doors are still open. Those things have to be cast out.
Yes, yeah, so true. So true.
Did this gentleman that you did today with the Wicca, did he grow up in it, or did he just get involved with it when he was later in life?
Well, his parents were in it, and so he was in the middle of it, and he was in it as well for a good part of his life. So, you know what that does. It was a witchcraft door. He had other doors open as well, but that one was the, without question, the big one.
Definitely is a big one. And did you have some heavy manifestations? I know you sent me a couple of texts talking about it.
Well, he felt them come out. In fact, I handed him a small Bible to put on himself as he felt those spirits moving in his body, and he would chase them. And then I was using my Bible. Some of them were fairly tenacious. I remember the poverty spirit really wanted to hang on. We had to keep commanding it to come out. Finally did. And there were some others like that, that it took a little while of commanding in the name of Jesus and using the Bible on them physically. They don't want to hear the word, which I was quoting as well, but they don't even like the physical word. We learned long ago, many decades ago, it's another weapon of warfare to touch with the Bible. Oh, so many of the spirits they hang out right in the stomach area and the other areas, but that's the usual. And so I usually start out touching the Bible right in their stomach area, commanding whatever we're working on to come out. A group of spirits or whatever, and that usually gets them going.
It does. And I would guess that's probably why so many will yawn, burp, cough, because they are hanging out in that stomach area, and the easiest way for them to come out would be through the mouth. And
it's a rare case,
but almost every single deliverance I've participated or done myself, they have felt it something in their stomach. They always feel it something in their stomach, their midsection. And what he's talking about there with the Bible is we can take the Bible, which is the written word of God, and touch those parts of their body, and that'll actually chase that spirit out, chase that tingling, chase whatever that is, it's there. And it's really amazing because some people just literally feel it. They just feel it. I remember when I went through
deliverance,
I could just feel it in my fingers. And Brother Clint, who was working with me, would take that Bible and just place it on there. And as it placed it, it was like it would just be the tingling would go away. So it is a great instrument, a great tool. A lot of times when I'm praying for myself or praying for an ailment, I will take the Bible and touch the area that I'm praying over, and just giving that a little extra 1-2 punch.
Absolutely. It's the more supernatural that we use constantly. I have to pinch myself often seeing all this go on. You'd think I'd be pretty used to it after 40 years of doing it. But it's still amazing to me, and especially the man's leg today that was over a quarter inch. I mean, he didn't even know it. And I said, well, you had to be wobbling some. Well, he did comment. He had had something going on down there. But when this leg came out, he felt it. I had the fun of watching it. But he couldn't see it, you know, being down to, I was at his, holding his shoes up, looking at his heels of the shoes, and it's you can read them real well that way. But you know, it's the fun part of it. Everybody can do this.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's nothing special. It's not something that Ralph has or just Pastor Cox has. It's there for everybody. I mean, that's part of the Great Commission. The Great Commission was
every
for all
Christian.
Christians.
Yeah,
every Christian. And the way I look at it is when you're not exercising things, you're really denying you're part of the Great Commission. It's we're just supposed to do these things, preach the gospel, which almost everybody does. Every Christian out there does preach the gospel, and that is part of the Great Commission. And a lot of times they just stop there. But it is casting out, healing the sick, and doing these things. And we should be seeing these in every church in America, and it's unfortunate we don't.
That's right. Well, that's our belief, that more churches will learn how to do this and minister to their congregation. I've often thought that two-page list of problem areas that we hand out to people to circle the problems they feel they have, we use that as a worksheet as we get into the deliverance part. And I've often thought you could hand that list out to the majority of congregations, and probably most of the people would circle around 36 problem areas, mm-hmm. which more than likely the bulk of them would turn out to be spiritual. Well, that never gets done, of course, but think of the people out there that could use deliverance ministry.
Well, I know everyone I've shown that list to, when they look at it, it's almost like it's eye-opening. Wow, I never thought of a spirit affecting me in this way. But, Pastor, we have Carolyn with us. Carolyn, thank you for joining us.
Carolyn, can you hear us okay? Just hearing some noise there.
Yep. Hello, Carolyn, are you there?
Oh, hello, I can barely hear you.
Okay, is that it? Let me turn it up a little. Is that a little better?
A little bit.
Okay, they're ready for you, and it's Pastor Cox and Ralph.
Okay.
Carolyn, can you hear us okay now?
Yes, it's still soft, but I can hear you better.
Richard, maybe you could still turn it up some more. Well, I'm so happy you called in. Ralph is on here with me. Say hi, Ralph.
Good evening, Carolyn.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Hi.
Yeah, we're excited you called, and if you could, and don't get too close to the phone there, it kind of distorts, I think, and if you get too loud, it's better to kind of be back a little ways from the phone, but why don't you go ahead, Carolyn, and give us some history on yourself and when you were born again, and how you learned about deliverance, and any experiences you'd like to share.
I guess it was about 2011. I had a friend who took me to deliverance, and she's a very good spiritual friend of mine, and I learned a tremendous amount about God's healing powers and His mercy, and how, you know, He can, even if you are a believer, how you can strengthen your faith with His healing powers and His protection with His angels.
Yes, yes, the most amazing for all of us. Well, were you, did you grow up in Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Okay, and when were you born again, Carolyn?
2011.
Oh, okay, 2011, all right. Well, did you have your, when did you have your first deliverance?
In that year.
Okay. And was that with us at Deliverance Ministries?
Yes, it certainly was.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
It's
well, why don't you give
like
us a
little... growing process.
Uh-huh.
You know, kind of like a neophyte. The the more you learn and you just kind of keep growing each year and trying to develop your strength and your faith in God.
Amen. Well, did you get some help that first time you came then?
Yes, I did. I certainly did. I got a lot of relief and a lot of peace.
Do you remember some of the changes that happened then?
I felt like what was the spiritual warfare, is all I know how to call it, that was I was being attacked, it ceased and went away or lessened. And then the more I studied the scriptures and like learned Luke 10:19 and that type of thing, I got continued to improve and get better.
And then you just recently came back for more ministry. Maybe you could share that.
Yes, I just got to where I was having so many different health issues, and nothing seemed to be like it was working for me, and I felt like I was too young to be as sick as I was with as many different things wrong that I had, pain all over my body, and I decided, you know, I'm having trouble getting well with doctors. I'm just going to go let somebody pray with me and see about getting healed.
Mm-hmm. And you felt some people were probably speaking some curses on you, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I absolutely did. And I never used to believe in anything like that or that anything like that was ever possible. But, oh, gracious. I don't know why people tend to do that, and maybe they don't even know that they're doing it or they do it intentionally. I'm not sure. But it is definitely out there, and I have just learned that you have to pray for God's angels to protect you so that you're not attacked with spiritual warfare.
Amen. And you know, like the man I work with today, ministry case I did at the office, his parents were into Wicca witchcraft, and then he was too for the good part of his life. And so that was a huge door. He had a lot of illnesses going on also, and you know, there's groups out there like that that wind up even covens, of course, but speak curses on people. And I don't know why, especially, but they must single out people now and then to do that. And you kind of felt that's what was happening, because you just had one thing after another, didn't you?
Yes, for some reason I felt like I was targeted. And
yeah.
But yet, all of these different things have been happening to me off and on over the years, I would just run into other people out in the public, and they would make different comments to me just out, and I didn't even know these people, and they were having problems and issues with this also. So I knew it wasn't just me. I knew it was something that a lot of different people seemed to be having problems with.
And of course Christians are the targets for the witchcraft people, so that's that in itself is not unusual. The fun part of it though is that we have all power at Luke 10:19. You mentioned even the promise that nothing will harm us, so when we get to declaring that and the word performs itself, we start seeing positives. So what else happened in your ministry session, Carolyn?
We prayed over different parts of my body where I was having a lot of pain, and the time that I talked with you about this and you prayed with me, the pain ceased and went away.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's our Jesus. That's our Jesus. Praise God.
Absolutely.
And of course, as we were talking, I don't have any special gift. This is just normal Christianity for anyone that wants to learn how to speak in Jesus' name and get some boot camp down. That's the exciting part. Yeah.
Well, I think definitely as Christians, so that we are not attacked, or that we can protect ourselves or our families or help friends, that we all need to learn how to do these prayers and to deepen our faith so that we can deal with this part of life if we are attacked by it.
Well, yes, here we are in the war zone. A Christian is very vulnerable. Not knowing anything about this, they just... They're very vulnerable. They wouldn't know how to defend themselves, and so they fall. We were talking before you called in about Paul had the same problem with the church in Ephesus, and he was saying to them, to the Christians there at Ephesus, hey, y'all, we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but against these spirits. And that's so much needs to be taught today. Most people are, most churches don't seem to be doing it. Of course, why I formed Deliverance Ministries back in '84 to focus on this area and to build up an army. We're all from different churches that are involved in it, and we're just the Christian people against the enemy, not from any one church at all. So
no,
I think
we're
a mean group against the demons these days. We did 18 cases Monday night, Carolyn, and I had a minister for each. Well, we made some dent in the enemy, not huge, but it was something. And 18 happy people left Monday night. But
that's a miracle, and every day anyone who has helped is a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Now, did you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? I've forgotten. Was speaking in tongues? Did you receive that?
No, I did not. I did not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I take you through it?
I think you did, but I did not end up doing that.
Uh-huh. Okay, I couldn't remember. The guy today received it. I get people mixed up. But that's an area that you can yet receive. And it certainly was a turning point in my life. And as I often tell people, I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be on the radio right now had I not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues on June 17th of 1978. And it does seem
that's
to
a
be
long
a
time
baptism
ago.
For service. Well, 40 years. 40 years, you know.
Yes.
And I just praise God over and over that somebody shared it with me, because I could have missed it really easily. And, you know, I wasn't a bad person. I was in a denominational church and wasn't doing bad things, just busy with the world. Wow, this has been such a high level of adventure for me and fulfillment that I would have missed. And of course I get to thinking, you know, we've really ministered to a lot of people now. We do usually around 700 cases a year. And while any one week it isn't a lot, it adds up. And that wouldn't have, those people probably wouldn't have been ministered to had I not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's,
well,
you know, we're into our 30s.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine going without it, and that you end up having so much peace and the calmness, and just there's nothing like God's peace.
Yes, amen. Amen. It is a supernatural peace, isn't it? Peace and
yes,
comfort
it is.
And security.
There's nothing else
Christ
like
Jesus.
It.
Amen. Well, do you remember anything else about your deliverance that I haven't thought of that you'd like to share?
I know I'm going to continue learning more because I don't want to be targeted. And I want to be able to take care of myself and protect myself, but not only that, be able to share this with other people who might encounter bad experiences. And I know that there are people out there because just as I have moved around the community, I mean, just in everyday life, people will, you know, come up and say things and they're just overwhelmed. And so if you can share with somebody and give them some relief, that's what God wants us to do, is to help our brothers.
Amen. So true. Well, and you're thinking about going through the training, aren't you, on Monday nights at Deliverance Ministries?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun, exciting, and fulfilling. If you were like me, once I was introduced to it, I had to know more. I was hungry. Something came up inside of me. I'm going to learn this. 40 years
yes.
ago.
Absolutely.
And I kind of think you're the same way. Yeah, I can
absolutely.
See you really want to learn it. Well, you will. We cover a lot of things as you come to those meetings. We have basic training first. With the new people, the trainees, going over the basics of using the checklist, learning how to do those steps. And then there's discussion and teaching on some advanced category. It's a very interesting thing of discussions and all with the teams. Really been enjoyable for everybody.
Uh-huh.
So I know you'll
and
enjoy
I,
that.
I really am so grateful that you are teaching people this, because I don't know why it's not taught in the churches more, even though people go to church, because there's nothing more frightening that can happen to you, and you just don't have a clue as to what to do or what's happening, and it's a horrible feeling. So to know how to protect oneself is very important.
Yes. There's so many people that have things going on in their houses. I mean, demonic activity of seeing things and being touched, some even sexually, with the incubus, succubus spirits. And, oh, my gosh, and they don't know who to go to. They don't tell anybody because they're afraid people will think they're crazy. So they just keep it to themselves. There's no telling how many are out there like that. And we get an amazing number of calls, and the people we minister to are experiencing that very thing. So they get deliverance, and they learn how to exercise houses and the land. That's in my book. I have a chapter on that. And yeah, they get equipped to live their lives. Otherwise, Christians are terribly vulnerable. Well, we're just about out of time. Any last word that you'd like to tell the people before we sign off with you, Carolyn?
I'm very grateful to you. With all my heart, I'm very, very grateful to you. And I thank you so much for sharing with me and helping me and relieving my pain. And I look forward to learning more from you. God has blessed you very much, and I thank you with all my heart.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate that. And you have a blessed evening. Thanks again for calling in.
Well, you're
yes,
quite
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Carolyn,
thank
for sharing
you.
Your testimony.
Bye-bye.
Good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, a good scripture that came to my mind when you were talking about the war room is Proverbs 5:24, 5, and 6. A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases power. For by wise guidance you will wage war, and an abundance of counselors there is victory. And that's what's so great about the war room. When you're going there and getting your training, you're gaining the knowledge, you're gaining the wisdom, you're gaining by other people's experience, you're getting wise guidance, and that abundance of counselors, it helps us have that victory, and it is a victory when we go against the spiritual war.
Yes. Praise God.
Praise God.
You know, that's scripture fits.
We have, it does fit. It does. I read that tonight, and when she was talking about, and you guys were talking about the war room, that came to my mind. But, Pastor, we have Christian with us. Christian, thank you for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Hi, Christian. Ralph's on here with me in Missouri, and sure appreciate you calling in. Well, Christian, why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again, and then how you happened to learn about deliverance, and then any experiences you'd like to share.
All right. My name is Christian Reyes, and I was born again around 13 years old here in Oklahoma. And, well, my life has been, like, really hard since I didn't have a father figure and a mother figure to lead me the right way. So I was kind of, like, bouncing back and forth. And I would go back to church and then get out of church. And I would struggle a lot with that, because I've always wanted to get close to God, because I know He's the answer to everything. And I just could never get too close. I would get up in a point of my life where I just stopped hearing God. And I felt like I had no purpose or something like that. And I come to learn about the deliverance through my pastor. He had been in the deliverance here in Oklahoma, and he had told me that would help me, and so I called him up and I made my appointment. And when I was there, as soon as I got there, I started Pastor Everett, he was telling his testimony, and as I was going, I was getting into everything that he was saying. I was like, I want to experience this. That's something I've never felt. But my body started to shake, and when we got to the closing door prayer, I started to feel things coming out of my body. Like, it was just something that I was amazed. I didn't know what it was at the time, but it started happening since that moment. And we kept going, and whenever the ministers came down and we started with the ministry, with the deliverance, they started praying for me and everything, but I kept feeling physically and mentally and spiritually lighter. And in a way that I hadn't felt that way in basically my whole life. And it was something amazing. But I didn't even realize how long had I been there. It was just amazing. I was like, I need more of this. I need more of this. And we kept praying, and I was just willing to do anything, because I was just tired of how I was feeling. My life was miserable in a way where I was just always tired. I couldn't do basically anything. At work, I had no focus, and it was just horrible. But whenever I went through delivery, I started feeling all that stuff coming out, and I remember the people were telling me, "Did you feel something, or how are you feeling?" I told them, "I was like, I feel I feel lighter. I feel awake. And after the deliverance, the next day at work, I started noticing the differences. I started feeling more focused. When I woke up, I felt like wide awake. When before that deliverance, it was hard for me to wake up. I was still tired. Even if I slept 8 hours or more, I would still be tired all the time. And when it came to reading the Bible or praying or worshiping God, it was just something that was blocking me. But after the deliverance, it was just amazing that I wanted to get, like, this desire woke up in me to seek God more and more every time. And now I read the Bible nonstop, and it's just amazing how that came in my life. And I feel like there's a lot of people out there that doesn't know that these things are going on. They just probably think that it's normal, or they just feel tired or something like that. But there's actually something blocking your mind from doing the things of God, the will of God. And I'm talking about Christian as for my side of the story, because that's how I felt. I was still going to church. I was still trying to seek God, but I could never just get too close like how I wanted to, until I had this deliverance, which it's just amazing, and it's indescribable. It's just how something like this, everybody needs to hear it or do the supernatural works of God.
Christian, yep. Do you remember some of the spirits that came out when you had your deliverance?
It was a lot of unforgiveness, a lot of hate towards my parents, because I felt like they left me, and I never had them. And people would tell me, they don't love you. They never were there or stuff like that. So that started growing a lot of hate. So whenever I did get to see my parents, it's just everything started to come out. But all that came out at the same time, right there in the deliverance, and I felt it. It was a lot of ties that I didn't know, like from my parents. I didn't really get to know them, but I knew I was tied to something, because I forgave my parents and everything, and I still felt that the way that something was blocking me or stopping me from getting too close to God or stuff like that. But it was a lot of hate, a lot of unforgiveness. I didn't think I had to forgive myself, but it was a lot of that.
Yeah.
I guess I held on to a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a major part, is forgiving one's own self. The unforgiveness for others, and even blaming God. Sometimes people will do that, not realizing Satan is pulling strings. Yeah. Well, you even sat in with me on a recent deliverance. Maybe you could tell about that. When I ministered to the other guy.
That was something amazing, because at first, we were sitting there, and this person, he was kind of holding back. But as the deliverance kept going, his mood, you could see it on his body. He started to change. He started like helping us out more. He became a little bit more open every time we kept going farther into the deliverance, which it was amazing to see how someone goes from I don't know, it's just something indescribable, but I could see it in his body, how he started to change, and like as we kept going farther into the deliverance.
He looked younger, didn't he? if it went wrong.
He at first he was like all tense, and he kept loosening up and helping us out more, and rebuking and canceling and closing doors with us. Like he started to help us out more and gain control of himself.
And when we got to the end of the deliverance, let's see, did he have a short leg or arm? I can't remember.
It was his left arm. I think it was a little bit shorter than the right one.
Yeah, okay. And then I asked him about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues, and he had not received that. He thought he would like to, and then found out you had not received it yet.
Yeah.
You might tell about what happened there.
Well, we started when you asked that question. Well, I had never experienced that, and when you asked him, I started to wonder myself. I was like, I don't think I felt that before. And when you started praying, and you said, "Well, just." You're gonna use your vocal cords and we're gonna be speaking in tongues and everything, and I just had to trust God. I just let myself go. I was like, God, I'm in your hands, and baptize me with the Holy Spirit. And I just started just like mumbling some type of words, kind of like trying to get some words out while y'all were spraying, and I don't know where I just started feeling heat coming out of my body, a lot of heat, and that's when I started to hear the person speaking in tongues, and I started realizing that I didn't understand what I was saying. At the same time, it was just something amazing. This heat, the presence of God, it was there with us at that time.
Yes, and he received, both of you received at the same time. And, of course, that's a baptism for service, to be a witness, et cetera, many things. And that had to have given you a boost as well.
Yeah.
You've seen some differences even since then?
Yeah. My mind is, like, more clear. Like, it's kind of hard to explain, but and like I started to, after that, I started to, every time I was like passing anywhere, I could be at work, and I started to see the necessity in people, and I would feel like the urge to start praying, and I don't know how to describe it, but it's just something I never experienced. But I'm glad I was there at that time and at that moment, because it's something that everybody needs, and it's ours. It's not just for certain people, and it's for every Christian, every born again Christian, and it helps us,
you know,
to keep ourselves clean and not to go back to where we were.
Yes. Yeah, I was a guy that never said anything in the Sunday school classes and all, or participate. I was more interested in the coffee and donuts and talking and fishing with the guys and so on. And after I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I had a hunger to read the Word. And then I found I could remember the Scriptures a lot. I had this boldness to witness that I'd never had. Well, that's available for all people, and just as the Scriptures there in Acts states, you'll be a witness into the othermost parts of the earth. I think that's Acts 1:8, and that's certainly my case. And I'm convinced that had I not received that, I would not have formed Deliverance Ministries in 1984. And, of course, we wouldn't be talking here had that not happened. I said that to the lady that was on just before you, but it certainly is the truth. And I just constantly praise God somebody shared. Most Christians never have that run by them or opportunity for someone to administer it or explain it to them. And, you know, they missed all that. I could have missed it all so easily if a friend of mine hadn't shared. So I just praise God that someone did. Well, with you going through the training, are you starting to learn things in the training now, Kristen?
Yeah, a lot of stuff that I didn't know, and stuff that I don't see in other churches. See, I'm Hispanic, and I come to the Hispanic church, and we do. There is deliverance, but it's like once in a while, and it's not the whole thing. Like how it is, and like how you wrote it in your book. If we don't see all the stuff that's behind a person, but if God reveals it, some spirits. They just pray for that. So I feel like I'm glad and I praise God that he's shown you all this, because this is very helpful for everybody, and to get close to God and to do God's will, it helps a lot with the daily when your daily life. I'm like living day by day. It becomes way easier to keep myself clean with the deliverance and everything.
And Kristen, we have people come from time to time that don't understand English, and so as you become a team leader, you'll be able to work with them. So we really appreciate you coming. So you can be available to minister to some of the Spanish people.
Amen. Before my deliverance, before I even went there, I was supposed to go with my pastors, and my pastor's wife only spoke Spanish, and I asked if somebody was going to be there. And at the end of the day, before on the Monday, they called me and they were like, "Oh, we can't go. They had some problems going on." But the whole thing is that it was God. It was God, basically. At the end of the day, I called them and they were like, "We just felt like God wanted you there for a reason." And after my deliverance, I even told the people who did the deliverance with me. I was like, this was God, because it woke a desire for me to do the supernatural, like you say it, do the supernatural work of Jesus, and help the Hispanic people, because I do see the necessity in Hispanic people here in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
I feel like
that's God.
Like, if that really helped me, that's gonna help everybody, and I'm more than willing to help out.
Hallelujah! Well, we need you, and we need an army going, and praise God. We'll see where we go with all this, but we'll be ministering, I think, to more and more people every week. I'm seeing an army coming together. There's more and more people going through the training. The training room was pretty full last Monday night. In fact, some were standing. So it was a great evening. Well, thank you so much. We're out of time. Kristen, is there anything else quickly you'd like to say to the listeners as we sign off with you?
I encourage them, if they could get a hold of you, to do it. If they're feeling some type of way, like they can't get close to God, or like I was feeling, deliverance might be the answer, and it's something that we need to get close to God, and problems start going away too. You start feeling physically, mentally, and spiritually like way better. It's a healing,
amen.
Some type of healing. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much, Christian. We're out of time. Blessings to you, brother, and I'll see you next Monday.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
All right. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A good test? That was a good testimony.
Yes, he told it good, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And you don't need to get to Oklahoma City to get the deliverance. Well, that's why the website's there. Obviously, if you have the means to get there, they will enjoy and look forward to having you there. But if not, you can always go to deliveranceusa.com, and all the tools are there for self-deliverance. There's other means that to get it as well. But if you have any questions, just let us know, and we will do our best to help you out. And we do thank everybody for joining us this evening. Again, here we are, another Wednesday out of the way. And, Pastor, I look forward to seeing to you, talking with you next week. Good evening, everybody, and God bless.
And God bless.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to travel.